running along the left side. That left side has been kind of the target all night, and Harbor Beach been able to expose that. And Devin Puff, he doesn't leave anything out there, does he? He runs hard.
Third down, 2 yards to go for Harbor Beach. 4.5 minutes left to play in regulation. They lead 37-0 over Bad Axe. Spread formation, Austin Roberts at quarterback, keeps it for himself, coming around the right side. He eyes up his defender, gets across the 15, down to the 13-yard line. He needed 2 yards, he got 4 for the first down, move the chains for Harbor Beach.
And Ryan Wehner coming up to make the tackle, but Austin Roberts had just enough room to get around that tackler and fall forward for that first down. And Harbor Beach with a fresh set of downs now as they're putting another drive together inside the 15-yard line of Bad Axe.
Less than 4 to play now. First and 10 at the 14-yard line of Bad Axe. Harbor Beach continue to march down this field tonight. 6 touchdowns already for the Pirates. Austin Roberts gets the handoff, pans it off to Devin Puff, has room to run. He's down to the 5, and he's finally tripped up at the 3-yard line after an 11-yard gain for Devin Puff. He's starting to accrue these yards quite quickly. He has 87 yards in the night.
As C.J. Martinez makes the touchdown-saving tackle for Bad Axe, but Devin Puff again getting closer and closer to finding that end zone. Again, when a guy runs that hard, the best thing to do is go low and trip him up. That's what he did. And now Harbor Beach looking to put another drive together. Looks like Finkel now and Michael Anderson in the backfield with Roberts.
There's a snap from, and it's a handoff to Michael Anderson around the left side. He's in for the score. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Michael Anderson, another sophomore running back out there right now, in for the score. And Harbor Beach scores for the 7th time this evening. And it is now Harbor Beach 43, Bad Axe nothing. Clock stops with 2:47 because of the score.
Harbor Beach having some success running around the left side. They check in Michael Anderson, go right to him, and he kicks it to the outside, goes untouched into the end zone for a Harbor Beach Pirate touchdown and the extra point team out to try it again, Clark.
Robert Emming, your kicker, your holder, James Schilke. Good snap, kick is up, and it is through the uprights. Robert Emming, once they get the snap down, he's successful 2 for 2 on that, on these last 2 touchdowns. It's now Harbor Beach 44, Bad Axe nothing, 2:47 left in the 4th quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff with Dr. Paul Scannon in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson in Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pigeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Sure Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Sure Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr. Blake Putman, at Sure Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit sure.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Sure.
Are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health. Better life.
Harbor Beach 44, Bad Axe nothing, less than 3 minutes to play, and it's a running clock situation. As the kickoff comes in at the 27-yard line by Bad Axe. And it looks like Jack Clancy out for the running. He's at midfield. He has one man to beat, and he's out for the running. To the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Bad Axe. A kickoff return for a score, and Bad Axe is on the board for the first time tonight. And it comes with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in regulation. Bad Axe on the board with 6. They brought that into the 27-yard line, in for the score, a 73-yard scamper for what we believe Jack Clancy.
Jack Clancy. We talked about those punt returners and Clancy and Wainer. They have breakaway speed. Clancy makes one guy miss and blows right through the Harbor Beach special teams down the right sideline into the end zone, almost untouched, Clark. Great return there by Clancy. And Bad Axe is on the board for the first time this season. Looks like the two-point conversion attempt is going to come up here for the offense.
2 minutes, 20 seconds left in regulation. Bad Axe finally gets on the board with a 73-yard kickoff return for a score. Going for two, single wing to the right. There's a snap into the hands of, looks like, Martinez, and he's in for the two-point conversion. Bad Axe now with 8 points, Harbor Beach with 44. It's still a running clock situation. The last 2 minutes and 20 seconds here as this game winds down. Dave Hansen, your thoughts so far?
It's great there for Bad Axe to finally break free, get into the end zone. That is a feel-good thing here. Now Coach Durr and company can get his special teams together and work on an onside kick. The situation you may need throughout the season. Absolutely, he's drawing up something here to try and, again, get that football to bounce their way one more time yet tonight.
And for those who have been with us all night, the media round table is getting heated here. As Paul Adams originally had a differential of 44 points, that was just a moment ago until that kickoff return for a touchdown. Dave Hansen has 30, Doug Cole has 34. Right now it's at 36. The victory would go to Doug Cole if this score were to stay as it is right now.
That's a big if. We thought maybe the game was over already.
I think Paul Adams was starting to count his chickens over there already.
Never do that, Clark. Is it? You know what happens.
Tell me.
There's still a couple minutes left in this game. Right. Let's find out.
I wasn't sure. It's good to be sure. All right, Bad Axe kicking off here from their own 40-yard line. It took me almost four quarters to do that.
I can't believe
okay.
We made it that long.
Thank you.
I don't know if we'll make one game a year without that one.
Oh, I know we won't. I know the marketing director over there. He's going to work it in. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left in regulation. 44-8.
Wouldn't expect anything
exactly.
Less.
Exactly. It's good to be sure. All right, here we go. Kicking off. That'll be number 62 of Bad Axe. Wyatt Humphrey Phillips, why not? And the left-footed kicker is going for the onside kick, and it's brought into the 38-yard line on his feet still as Harbor Beach's special teams gets out to across the 40, maybe the 41. And that is Cole Anderson bringing that one in, and it's a 2-yard return. First and 10 for Harbor Beach, and the clock now begins as it's a 36-point differential. First and 10 for Harbor Beach from the 40-yard line. We may see three, maybe four plays here as time expires.
Absolutely. They're going to take their time here, getting to the line of scrimmage, run as much clock down as possible before they snap the ball. Harbor Beach still making some substitutions here. I definitely see Ryan Farmer checking into the game, Xavier Eisler checking into the game as well. So Harbor Beach getting a few of their other guys some reps here tonight. Again, already under a minute and a half here for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
First and 10, Harbor Beach in no hurry at all. First and 10 at the 40-yard line, moving left to right across your radio. And we have whistles at the snap, and this is more than likely going to be a false start, but you know, we've been batting 1,000. That's not even the case on penalties so far tonight. This one appears to be against Benna. Too many men on the field.
That's absolutely
okay,
what it was.
That's what I thought.
No.
Defense, 5-yard penalty.
Illegal substitution is the call. Our streak continues, Dave.
Yes, that's exactly right.
5-yard penalty. That pushes it up to 45-yard line. 30 seconds remain. First and five.
I'm not so certain there wasn't 12 men on the field at one point, and they tried doing a substitution that didn't work. We may not totally been wrong there, Clark, but some things never change in week one.
And a fairly clean game, all things considered, and Harbor Beach brings out the victory formation. The kneel is down, and that one is going to do it. Harbor Beach is victorious over Bad Axe, 44-8. When all things considered, after four quarters of play in week number one, Harbor Beach moves to 1-0, Bad Axe at 0-1, as we head to our second week of pre-Labor Day football. Right here on the WLEW Sports Network, stick with us. When we return, we'll have a review of the game we just saw of 48 minutes of gridiron madness right here in the state of Michigan. You're listening to your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
you want to go, wherever.